This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Both of you are in this thing
together. Let's knock them around, Hoffy. We'll tag in and tag out. Go ahead. What's up?
You told me yesterday was Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
During 3RQ.
Yep.
That the Katy Perry space mission was a hoax.
Hoff said that first.
Yeah, and then you follow right along. You
because I wasn't sure.
He was so convicted
in it. I'm like, dang, sounds like he knows what's going on. He's going to rubber stamp it.
You said, quote, hoax. BT's like, oh, yeah, that's right. No, it was a fake thing. And then I see a headline today from the New York Post, which made me further look into it. I was like, you know what? I thought that this was real. Maybe I've been missing things. It was a crew of six women.
Mm-hmm.
The first, like, making history. The all-female crew that launched into space on April 14th. It was a legit thing. Katy Perry, Gail King, Lauren Sanchez, who I guess is Jeff Bezos.
Janet Jackson.
Fiance. No.
Nicole Eggert.
You wish. Aisha Bowe. I'm not sure who that is.
Me neither.
Former rocket scientist. Amanda, I don't know how
Hug and kiss?
Civil rights activist. Carrion Flynn.
Pretty esteemed group.
Point is, it was the first ever all-female crew to go to space on the Blue Origins, whatever mission to space. And that was based off the question, you know, if you had the opportunity, would you go to space? And you're like, that wasn't real. That was fake. You're wrong.
No.
You're wrong again. Bad information. Just like the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, no. I'm very accurate in this. Tell me, show me the clip. The only clips.
It's on E! News, right? I'm looking at it. E! News.
The only clips I've seen of them are floating in a little thing, which, by the way.
You're not going to see a video of it.
You should be able to see them take off. You should be able to do that.
You should be able to see them take off. Yeah. I've watched many people take off.
Yeah.
Cape Canaveral.
They don't have that. They have them at a destination where Bezos is going to open the door, but he's not ready yet. And then they open the door by accident. It's all fake. It's all fugazi, dude.
It's not. It happened.
I'm confused now. I don't know which way to go.
It happened. Because the reason why it came up, I guess Katy Perry's been getting some critics or whatever.
For what?
She's a phony in general. Come on.
What do you mean she's a phony?
She's terrible.
She is a phony. But what about
what
are you talking about? I'm not a big fan. No. What are the critics about now for her?
Well, something
just in general.
One week after the Dark Horse singer joined five other women on the all-female Blue Origin space launch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fact,
which
was met with mixed reactions. I guess people didn't like it.
Why wouldn't you like that?
She seemingly addressed the backlash, let's see, during her space-inspired concert in Mexico on April 23rd. Katy asked the crowd, has anyone ever called your dreams crazy? Anyway, I don't want to go to all this. She wanted to go to space.
Sounds like a riveting article.
She wanted to go to space for 20 years.
But you can go to space, why don't you stay in space?
Why would anybody give her backlash?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a great accomplishment.
Why are you not a fan of...
But here's what I don't get, right? I just got to tell you my side of the story. I honestly believed that it was true. Now, I also really couldn't give a rat's behind.
Right.
Like, I followed it. I saw it because I'm always consuming something. And I saw it, and I really didn't delve too deeply into it. I did assume, because Gail King was there, and she has a news background, I felt that it was valid.
Yeah, Gail King is the reputable source here.
I didn't
Come
think
on.
That it was a stunt. I took it kind of at face value. But... this guy was so believable in the way I'm like, I don't know, maybe I misread it. And I just I jumped to his side immediately.
Me too. Then I started to doubt myself because I'm like, oh, I thought I saw this.
Did.
And then he's like, no, that was fake news. And I'm like, what? Now the backlash came from, here's a quote, celebrities like Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, yeah. He took his glasses off for that one, everybody, just so you know.
I said I wouldn't go to space.
Yeah, you'd stay in space with her, right?
You better believe it. She slammed the mission. I mean, come on. She slammed the mission, calling the spectacle, saying optically looks like progress for women in science, but in fact saying that Jeff Bezos' decision to take his fiance Lauren and a few other famous women to space for space tourism is not progress. So I guess that's the backlash of that.
She said that.
This is what Emily read.
Yeah, Emily, yeah.
So that's just part of
that's
the backlash. Is that
that's interesting for a woman to say that. I mean, women, I don't even know if they went. I'm going back to my original thought. I believe that they did, actually.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask
first instinct.
Serious question. Yeah. Which one flew Blue Origin? Does it fly by itself, or did anybody actually fly?
No, it might be autopiloted. Honestly, it might be.
Yeah, I don't think there's a
pilot.
You're not
sitting there holding a steering wheel, dude.
Yeah, there's no range to choose from. When you're getting shot.
Hold on, have a little blinker. Excuse me, Mars, I'm going past Venus.
Oh, wait, now we're saying that's realistic. The fact that we're saying
that. Can you pull over? I got to go to the bathroom on the side of the, get the shoulder, please.
And you believe that?
I don't know what I believe. That's my point.
You believe that six people got into a ship, and it's like a Tesla. It drives itself.
Yeah, that's what happens to go to space. I'm pretty sure.
I did believe it.
I don't believe so. I think someone's got to press a couple buttons. You ever watch Star Trek?
I hated Star Trek. Star Trek was awful.
Either way.
Ugh. But you still got to press some buttons.
Wait a second.
What? Oh, he missed.
Oh, the Star Trek one.
Hey, he's alive.
Your mic is off.
You gotta put your mic on, buddy.
Star Trek is one of the best shows ever.
Case closed. Thank you, Dove.
Hold on. Now, Hop, I just want to clarify before we move on. We'll take a break, get back to the calls on the draft. My issue with you could believe what you want. You could say that you think it was a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
As a producer, I'm going to need some accurate info. The facts Ooh. Are... J.J. McCarthy was not, in fact, named the starter at the time for the Vikings when you said that he was.
Oh, for one.
And the facts are they did go to space. You can
BT,
believe.
BT, hold on. You were on my side when I told you this. Stop.
What, with this or the McCarthy?
Stop flip-flopping the McCarthy stuff.
I was.
You trusted your producer.
Those days are over.
Yeah, BT and Sal. The fan. We'll get back to the calls, 888-808-1019. Down with the king topic of the day, the NFL draft.